Hello?
Hello. Sorry,
Hello?
the call was. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think the call got dropped.
Yeah. There was some network issue, I guess. So yeah, you were talking about the can you hear me right now?
Yes.
So yeah, you were talking about I have asked the question regarding the competitive scenario in the market. Yeah, you were continuing with your answer.
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, it's a growing market, but right now I think it's pretty, I won't say capped. There'll be always onesies and twosies, and then some companies branching into it. Like, there's a lot of the bigger names that are obviously doing research and in those fields, whether or not they're registered as a doing autonomous work. I'm not sure.
So we have in our study, we have segregated this autonomous technologies into software, hardware, integration and testing and evaluation. So how is the cost structure in these components?
I'm sorry, say that again. The
Yeah.
what the last part? What is the cost?
Structure in these
Oh,
components.
structure. The structures.
Yeah.
The structure for who? Like what is the breakdown?
So the percentage-wise, we have given 67% to hardware and 20% to software and 8% to integration and 5% to testing and evaluation. So are these percentages correct? And so what are your views on that? And how is the cost is split into all these components or the part of the technologies? Like which one is costlier and which one is the least cost? So can you like give your views on that?
Well, I guess it just depends on the size of the firm and how many people you want to employ. Like, I've seen in the past where I've worked for a company that did mostly, it was mostly all hardware and integration, and they would bring in other companies to bring in their software and then integrate it in. You know, unless you, depending on how large the firm is. You know, and if it's in your budget to be able to afford those things, a lot of times we were able to work out negotiations with these software companies, say, hey, we'll use your software. If we get picked up, then obviously there's an agreement in place saying that you will be our provider of software, you know, that kind of situation. But I mean, cost-wise, it depends on, I guess, what you want to specialize in. You know, if you're doing the hardware and you're certified, you know, ISO 900 and all that, then it can make a difference. But it just depends on that's a hard answer, a hard question to answer, because it just depends on the size of your firm, what you specialize in, and or if you're specializing in all of those aspects. But that number seems about right if you're trying to do an overall. Software can, especially when you're talking about autonomous and AI, software can end up being the lion's share a lot of times, depending on the system.
So yeah, as per our analysis, we have also estimated that autonomous navigation software market to be around 3 to 4 billion. So is this number according to this market value? Are we on the are we does we have estimated it like it's a overestimation or it's a underestimation or it's a correct estimation? Can you please tell us about that?
I mean, that sounds about right now. From with the numbers that I heard, though, it's almost going to double in the next few years. But I guess that depends on the economy and what happens with the, you know, for us, what happens in the next election, and I mean, that those numbers are always driven by budget, obviously, like federal and, you know, the economy, as far as growth wise in the in these new markets, you know, in this new technology, that growth is always hinged on, you know,
So like
I mean,
twenty
just like anything, but yeah, but those numbers do sound right for this, from what I saw for this year.
Okay. For 2022, we have estimated this 3 to 4 billion. So according to you, these are correct estimation.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for that. And so one more question that I have is the research that we have done. So we have given few of the percentages according to region wise. So for Europe we have given 32 to 33%, and for North America we have given 29 to 31%, and Asia Pacific we have given 24 to 26%. For the rest of the world we have given 10 to 15%. So so is this range is correct, or what are your views on these percentages range?
I think the Asian market's going to be a little bit bigger, actually.
Okay. Bigger than Europe.
Not considerably, but I think it will be bigger than North America.
Okay, so Asia Pacific will be greater than the Europe and North America.
Yeah.
Okay, and
Just
on the section of
just
your
from trends and what we're seeing, because they seem to be putting out more of those systems. So I'm just guessing, or not guessing, but just it appears to be that way.
Okay, so on second number, which will come, like not Europe or North America after Asia Pacific?
North America.
Okay, then Europe and then rest of the world.
Yeah.
Okay, so apart from the logistics and warehouse management and automated manufacturing, surveillance and inspection, like what are the other applications according to you for which autonomous technologies can be used?
Oh, gee. Trying to, I mean, one of the, I guess, the bigger ones being looked at. Again, the issue is the legal issue. Because, I mean, if it wasn't a legal issue, then every car would probably be autonomous right now. You know, and, you know, aircraft obviously have been flying themselves for a while now. I don't know. I think what is established now is where we're at, and until a lot of those legal aspects get remedied, that's the margin.
Okay. So can you
I mean, there
like
are some
roughly?
tests. I have seen some. I have seen some surgical applications in the medical realm. I'm trying to think of what else that I've seen that's new. Nothing I can think of that will be happening anytime soon.
Okay, I understand. So, can you give a rough estimate of the number of companies who are manufacturing autonomous cars, like globally?
I know three that are actually doing it for real, but other than that, I mean, like I said, everyone is researching into it and trying to develop their own stuff, but I think three are actually doing it successfully.
Can you please name them?
I don't like naming company names on the, I know of three. Yeah, I know of three.
Okay, it's okay. No problem. So, coming to my very last question, can you brief about the kind of technologies that are more advanced, like visual or LiDAR SLAM, Like which one is widely used in the autonomous platforms like UAVs, AUVs, AGVs, AMRs?
I mean, as far as what, again, you're asking me what company?
Like technology-wise, I'm asking. Like which
Well, it's
technology is
the, I mean,
more.
it's, I mean, obviously it's the software. The hardware is pretty generic. Like,
Okay.
not a lot of people are creating anything new. It's the software that's it's computing speed obviously is faster. You know, technology is continually changing in that area. So the software is where I think the major change, the major growth is happening.
Okay. So like visual SLAM and radar SLAM, like I'm asking like which out of these are most widely used?
Again, I don't know the specifics of that. Like, I could, I don't like to discuss the individual companies. So that's a hard to answer as far as.
No problem, my brain. Thank you so much
Okay.
for answering all my questions. It was thank you for all your insights. It was very nice talking to you.
Thank you so much. It's nice talking to you.
Yeah. So one more request that I want to have, like we are also working on one space project. So would you able to answer a few of my questions related to that? Like it,
Possibly.
yeah. So we are working on deep space technologies market. So like I want to understand few points about deep space. Like apart from AI and reusable rockets, what are the recent and ongoing technological trends in the evolving deep space technologies?
I know the biggest concern right now is like the materials used for basically the hardware materials, the specialized metals that can withstand impacts, and that seems to be I hate using the word armor, but yeah, that's one of the bigger concerns of these different vehicles, whether it be manned or unmanned, is the structural durability. So I know that widely researched.
Like about coming to the key drivers and challenges, like what are the key drivers which are responsible for occurring of deep space, and according to you, what are the challenges that deep space missions are facing right now?
Honestly, budget constraints. The biggest challenge is who's paying for it and where's the money coming from. I mean, a lot of people are researching it, waiting for, you know, these things to happen because they want to be poised to be able to have their respective governments fund it. So there's a lot of research going into it as far as construction, so I think the constraints to it is budget. You know, you're that's a substantial budget that you're putting for something that won't happen for a while. But whoever corners that technology is going to be in a good position later on.
So, like, what is driving this market? What are the driving factors?
Honestly, I think it has a lot to do with resources in space. Different, you know, everything from mining meteors to, you know, there seems to be a lot of value, or they're looking to that as, you know, as obviously as resources and on the planet are becoming more scarce, then, you know, where do we go next?
So, as per our analysis, we have estimated this market to be around 4 to 5 billion. So is this underestimation or an overestimation, or are we on the right path in looking at this?
Honestly, that's a kind of almost like you're again, I think that has a is influenced greatly by the economic status of the country. Usually space programs and all that stuff are the, you know, like if money is going to come from anywhere, it's going to come from those. So depending on the world market and what happens in the next, you know, in the next year, that could either, most likely, it's going to go down. At least that's what it looks like. That's what I'm planning for.
Okay, so it will be less than 4 billion, right?
Yes.
Okay, for 2022.
Considerably, depending on how hard the next recession is, or depression, or whatever we're going to be going through.
Okay. So thanks, Brain. I'm done with all my questions. Thank you for patiently listening to me and answering my questions. Thank you so much for that. In future, if
No
we
problem. I hope it helped. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.